Joining us today, we have a special guest via phone. We have Scott Flavin, who is one of the members of the string quartet, the Berganzi String Quartet, and also a playwright. And he'll be discussing a little bit about an upcoming project and a couple of concerts. So good morning, Scott. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kurt. You know, last summer, music festival my wife and I run, and I was terrified when we went out on stage, thinking, is this going to work? Because are you going to upset half of the audience that's there to see a theater piece and upset the other half that's there to see a string quartet concert? But it turned out beautifully. As you know, Beethoven had such a dramatic life. The foremost piano virtuoso of his day when he was younger took Vienna by storm. And then, you know, went through so many trials and tribulations trying to be noticed by the court, trying to be appreciated as a great artist, and meeting resistance at every turn. And then, of course, his increasing deafness. For the last pretty much half of his compositional life, he was almost completely deaf. And it's just a stunning kind of story. And how he persevered and actually triumphed through that. I thought, boy, that's people need to know that may not know some of the details of his life.
And so with the Beethoven Project, you have performers that are playing the work of Beethoven, and you also have the actors that are kind of telling the story from early on throughout his life. How do those aspects marry together?
Well, one thing that was important to me was to, number one, use the words exclusively of Beethoven and his contemporaries. So every bit of dialogue that's heard, maybe one or two lines are mine, but all of that, the majority of that dialogue was spoken by Beethoven and his friends. So you really get a chance to look inside his life. And for a lot of people that aren't incredibly familiar with Beethoven's output, there's some amazing revelations. So love story, his pain and suffering. And so you have that aspect of it, which is truly dramatic, and it has a story to it. And then I thought it was very important to have that as one element. And then another element, the fact that music can say things that words just can't.
Right.
And I thought it was very important to, in a way, keep those two united and yet each individual. So what happens is we have a bit of drama unfold, and then the lights go on the string quartet and you'll hear this sublime music. And what I'm so very happy about is that audiences are saying that, you know, they get the insights verbally from the drama, and then they're getting another kind of emotional, immediate response from this incredible music.
Sure.
So it's approaching in two very different ways, but they're really united. For example, one of the peaks for me is Beethoven reads his last will and testament that he wrote to his two brothers. Just an incredible emotional outpouring, where he first tells them of his deafness. And he goes through many emotions in this, and our actor Mark is doing such a terrific job of showing his frustration, his anger, his pain, and then his sort of resignation to the fact that he'll never hear again, and, you know, his connection with God. And it ends in this sort of reconciliation in a way. And then it goes into the Heiliggedankengesang, which is a late quartet movement that is a prayer of thanksgiving. And it's a perfect pairing, and there's not a dry eye in the house when we get to that point.
Well, that sounds like a stunning representation of his life and his work simultaneously. To me, it sounds almost like a 3D documentary of the life of Beethoven, when you have the words and you have the people that are acting that out, and then you get to also kind of dive into the brain and the workings of his genius at the same time. So that sounds like a great way to bring those elements all together.
Yeah, I think that's a great term. I like that 3D. Yeah,
true. So Scott, you have been a part of the Berganzi String Quartet for quite some time. How long have you been involved with the String Quartet?
About 20 years. It seems like a short time, but 20 years. Yeah, that long in coming up to the UP every summer, which has been an absolute joy.
That's excellent. We're certainly glad to have you back again. So, and we have a few events that we can touch base on as well. A little bit later on today in the afternoon at the Peter White Public Library, there'll be a free children's concert, and that'll be at 2:00. Can you tell us a little bit about what the kids can expect there?
Sure. We're making the parallel between telling a story in music and bringing stories out of music. You know, talking about film, music and film, and and allowing the kids to sort of tell a story as well from what they hear. So
Great.
it's always one of our highlights is playing at Peter Wright because it's such a huge crowd. So get there early.
Yeah.
And we love meeting the kids. And the quartet's so long, we now have parents coming up to us saying, you know, I came when I was a kid.
Oh,
and
wow.
They introduce their little kids. So we're getting another generation. And it's, you know, it makes me feel old. But more than that, it's just really exciting to be touching a couple of generations of kids in the UP.
Yeah, that becomes an institution then for those families. That's great. And then also this evening, as part of the Pine Mountain Music Festival, you guys have a concert at, I believe, 7:30?
Yes.
Okay. And that's, yeah, that's tonight
at the Roberts Theater. Yeah.
Right, right. So, and that'll be where you'll be bringing the Beethoven Project?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I thought it was important that we could use a true stage setting with lighting, and we'll have minimal props and costumes, but
sure.
That's part of it as well. So.
Yeah, so it'll be the string quartet on stage along with the two actors playing Beethoven. We have Mark Wilcox and then Bettina, played by Julie Tabash-Kelsheimer as well.
Right.
And
yeah.
That's
at Julie's 7:30. Amazing, too, because she also, at one point, she sings one of Beethoven's great songs, Adelaida.
Okay.
And so this girl has been acting beautifully, all of a sudden she breaks into this beautiful singing voice. It's really exceptional.
Excellent.
And Mark also, I mean, just really the wonderful depth they bring to these characters.
Awesome. That sounds like it'll be quite an experience altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Scott, do you have anything else you'd like to add about either the string quartet or about the Beethoven Project? I know that you're the playwright
So. Right. Yeah, it's you know, when you write something like this, it's a challenge, and then you also feel that you're exposing yourself to people. But it's been really wonderful to work with my dear colleagues in the Berghoff Quartet, and the fact that they're taking this on, as well as the Pine Mountain Music Festival taking it on, is just means so very much to me. Pine Mountain is one of the joys of the year for me, and to have been a part of it for so long is really wonderful.
Yeah.
Also with the quartet, it's an exciting year for us because we have two new members. So 50% of the Bergonzi Quartet is new this year.
Okay.
Wonderful violinist, Eviola Zalines, and a fantastic violist, Chauncey Patterson, both with tons of professional musical experience. And the fit right now, early on in our new quartet life, is just terrific. Very exciting and a great energy.
Very cool. That'll be exciting for people to see kind of the new version of the quartet as well, and to continue on the legacy of it too. I remember watching the kind of introduction video that you guys have on the website, and kind of introducing the new members and everything. And it's cool that can be an institution to continue bringing really high quality music, not just to the UP, but all over the place. So thank you guys for your work and for continuing to visit us here in the UP.
Love it. And thanks so much for having us on.
Yeah, absolutely. If you've missed any of the interview here, it'll be posted on our website at wnmufm.org. I've been speaking with Scott Flavin, who is a member of the Bergonzi String Quartet and also the playwright for a project called the Beethoven Project. They'll be performing a concert at the Peter White Public Library, a free concert for the kids, and that'll be at 2:00 today. And like Scott said, make sure you get there early as it will fill up quickly. And then also this evening at the Forest Roberts Theater, as a part of the Pine Mountain Music Festival, they will be presenting the Beethoven Project, and that's at 7:30. And I'm not sure what the ticket situation is at the moment, but you might be able to still be able to grab those for this evening at 7:30. Thank you so much for joining us today, Scott.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you, Kurt.